about this. So this is a required task. I call it ethics and professionalism, but it's vital instructor responsibilities and professionalism. So let's get after it here. So the first thing is this is divided up the slide into two things. This is instructor responsibilities and this is flight instructor responsibilities. So specific for flight instructors here. And on this side is just instructors in general. That could be a university professor. It could be a ground instructor. It could be aviation maintenance technician. People teach could be an instructor for there, but it's basically all instructors' responsibilities. So the green things are the things that matter. So we'll look, the first thing we have a responsibility to do is help students learn. So then the white sides here, how are we going to do that? So we can make it more enjoyable, that's if we can, because remember that that students, there's something in learning theory called system one, system two. This class knows we talked about it the other day, and it was things that you like to do and things that are easy to do, you will just do, right? I don't need to provide a lot of motivation for you. So basically, when I use the example in the class, I just say, what's 2 + 2? And the class, everybody will tell me. And no one will question why I ask it. Usually they won't question why I ask it. They won't push back against it because it's easy, right? But that's system one. That means you'll just do it. And if it's something you really like in aviation, something you want to do, maybe you're a big acro person, G-force is your thing, I don't really have to give a lot of motivation to go do steep turns. Yeah, you're going to like it, right? And stalls and all that, I don't have to do anything. But system two person, or system two kicks in when I need to provide you with motivation to do something. So because either it's why am I doing this or I don't like it, right? But I still have to manage to get you to do it. So I might say, what's the first derivative of 2x to the fourth? And you would go like, well, why is he asking me that? So you're not going to tell me straight away. Even if you know, you might know, you might say it quickly, but you would say, why am I being asked that? I don't know. So I have to provide you with a motivation, a reason for it. So when you keep flying as enjoyable as possible, you're hitting on this system one thing a lot. And you're also reinforcing learning, because without motivation, the entire fundamentals instructing book, you could just throw it in the garbage. There's no use. There has to be motivation. Or people have to be motivated to learn, or they just simply won't. Or there could be like me. I have a friend who loves old cars. He likes these hot rods. And so then he makes me fly him to Reno for hot August nights in August to these car shows and this stuff. And I have no interest in this whatsoever. Zero. But I go anyway. And so it's like that Charlie Brown, if you remember that back in the day when the teacher talks, he goes, wah, 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 wah. That's what I hear. He hears it all. I don't hear any of it. I don't have good motivation for that. But that's so keep it enjoyable. And then, of course, we said keep motivation and then keep it interesting as you can. A lot of the ways you can keep things interesting is by making things relevant, not just stating, here's what you have to do. Here's why we want to be able to do it. There's reason for it. So the more reasons we can give, or the better reasons we can give, the better off we are.